Have you ever gotten ice cream from the supermarket and you scoop it out, but it just doesn't have that ice cream parlor taste? Well, guess what? Did you know you can find real, unbelievably creamy ice cream at the grocery store? Yeah, that's right. Tillamook ice cream is made with more cream, so you get smooth, dreamy scoops each time. I'm not going to lie. The flavors are delicious and in family-sized cartons. I love their vanilla bean. Vanilla bean, to me, is the way that you judge anyone's ice cream, and their rich vanilla ice cream made with real crushed vanilla bean seeds is delicious. Or their Oregon strawberry. Oh, I love it. Sweet strawberry ice cream with ripe Oregon strawberry pieces. So, so good. Plus, you got to check out their Mudslide flavor. It's smooth chocolate ice cream with a ribbon of rich fudge and chocolatey chips. Oh, it's so good. I got to go get some ice cream right now. Plus, you know you're in good hands with Tillamook brand. They make over 200 different dairy products, and the brand is farmer-owned and led by dairy experts. Boy, oh boy, I love them all, and you're going to love them too. Whether it's birthday cake, peaches and cream, mint chocolate chip, banana split, or cookies and cream, there is a flavor for you. Find Tillamook ice cream near you at Tillamook.com. That's Tillamook.com. Here's something that we've known since the dawn of bread. Everything is better sliced. Let me explain. Slice a pineapple, you get a blast of fresh fruit. Slice some jeans, get some jorts. That's why the new Captain Morgan Sliced went all in on four bold, deliciously sliced cocktail-style flavors, including pineapple daiquiri, strawberry margarita, mango Mai Tai, and passion fruit hurricane. Try the new Captain Morgan Sliced because sliced is better. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan Sliced, premium-flavored malt beverage with natural flavor and certified color. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly, 21 plus. Hey, everybody. Just wanted to give you a quick heads up here. There's something we should all be doing. It's going to improve your life, make every day a little bit better, and that is eat more Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Yes, think about it. All the gurus, all the coaches out there, they've never said the words, eat more Reese's. I mean, that combination of sweet chocolate and salty peanut butter, I mean, this is something that brings other people and ourselves joy. That's why there's two in a pack. Shop Reese's Peanut Butter Cups now at a store near you, found wherever candy is sold, and often in my pantry, because I love these. Now it's time for How Did This Get Made?
Of subpar art. Perhaps we'll find the answer to the question, how did this get made?
Hello, people of Earth, and welcome to How Did This Get Made? I'm your host, Paul Scheer, joined, as always, by my co-host, Jason Manzoukas. How are you, Jason?
I'm good, Paul. How are you?
Very good. And June Diane Rayfield. How are you, June?
I'm doing well. How are you, Paul?
Very good. We are very lucky to have another Rayfield in the studio today, the host of one of my favorite podcasts on the Wolf Pop Network. Please welcome Deanna Rayfield. How are you, Deanna?
I'm great. I'm so happy to be here.
Can you say that she's also a family member?
Well, I would assume that people would put that all together. Okay. I would assume that
my name is no longer Deanna Rayfield.
Oh my gosh,
Deanna Cheng.
So just
whoa, hold on.
Just
I've already messed
that
up.
But just for the familial, for the sake of familial relationships, June. Deanna June.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks.
If you can't understand the difference between our voices, it's because they're the same.
Guys, you got double Junes on the show. Yes, Deanna Cheng, host of OMFG on the Wolf Pop channel, one of the best podcasts out there. So take a listen to that.
Man.
Let's talk about this movie. But first, before we get into it.
By the way, you're welcome.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I did not know of this movie. Netflix definitely listened and put this up almost immediately after we mentioned we wanted to do it on the live episode.
So you had never heard Top That?
Never.
Wow.
And Top That,
yeah.
And Richie the brother, is such a touchstone in my life that it registered for me as a reference in what podcast? Is Streets of Fire?
One of them.
One of those from that night. And that mention alone created a firestorm of people demanding. I got emails from people that were like, I need to be the guest on that episode. This movie means a lot to people.
I've never seen it. It paid off to me in an amazing way. But if you don't know anything about Teen Witch and you plan not to watch it, which I highly don't recommend, because it's so easy to watch on Netflix, I'll tell you a little bit about the plot. According to IMDb, this is the logline. Luis is not very popular at our high school, and then she learns that she's descended from the witches
of
Salem.
Why are you calling her Luis?
I don't know. Luis.
Is it Luis Guzman?
Wait, now I feel confused.
Luis.
Luis.
Guys, I'm already messed up
Luis
two names.
Guzman.
I'm already sweating because
this is like, oh boy. Oh, there's so many.
Man.
There's so many names in this movie too. What's gonna happen? Luis Guzman is a teen witch. He's like, I don't know. What do I go? Abracadabra? I don't know what to do.
All right. Well, Luis, how do you pronounce it?
Now I can't.
Luis.
Louise.
Jeez Louise. There you go.
I'm looking at it spelled that. Louise.
Louise.
I am awful. Awful at pronouncing names.
No. Like
I am terrible about
it. Is that true?
Jacob, yes. I don't know what that is, why I've become that.
I feel like it is part of your identity on the show.
I think it has to be.
I feel like the message boards are already like 1 minute in and Paul's already messed up a name.
Twice.
Two.
No, because I'm watching you read the plot summary. I think if you hadn't read it and if you had just been talking about her,
I would have said Louise.
You would never have said the wrong name.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah, I think looking at Louise, it looks like Louise.
You might have to start writing them out phonetically. L O O.
I carry. I do it with June. I have
E S E.
I have a cue card in my pocket of a calendar month, and I know when I look at that, that's how I pronounce June's name.
There are a couple people in our life, and they'll remain nameless. Well, because we don't know how to say their names, but we've gone over the pronunciation of their names.
You have to say one.
No, I can't. I'm too scared the listener will be.
Oh, I will say that we all have a very good friend who only calls another a good friend of ours Segunda.
Oh, really?
Really?
Segunda. Well, have we talked about Segunda? And I'll be like, are we still doing this?
Not intentionally.
No. He just like, that's his idea of Andy's name. Andy Segunda. And I'm like, you know that's categorically just not his name.
See, I don't mess it up that bad. I mispronounce aggressively. I think I overlook it.
You just did it perfectly. Aggressively.
Teen Witch. According to IMDb, is about a girl named Luis Guzman, who's not very popular at her high school. She learns she's descended from the witches of Salem and has inherited their powers. At first, she uses them to get back at the girls and the teachers who teased her and win the heart of the handsome footballer's captain. But soon, she has doubts if it's right to cheat her way to popularity. That is the premise. But boy, oh boy, it does not get into the beauty of this
movie. She has doubts from the beginning.
She does. But what's interrupting those doubts is 10 to 12 musical numbers.
Sure. Well, it is a musical, but it's also, I think
it's
that...
It's not a musical.
It's not a musical
It's
at
not
all.
A musical in the sense of like a quote-unquote musical, but it is full of music videos.
Yes,
it is full of like
nobody is singing songs with the exception of Top That.
With the exception of Top That and I've Got the High School Blues.
I've Got the High School Blues.
What? The guys, the white rappers.
Oh, of course. I'm so sorry. Of
the white rappers.
But they're a musical number.
No.
In blazers? White rappers in blazers?
Of course,
by the one of them, Robert Blake's son. So
he did it.
He did it. We know it. Next season of American Crime Story, please. No, the thing that I had the same thought. It's in their head, but it's not because when she's in the locker room and they're singing the new
I like boys.
She played the boombox.
Well, she played the boombox and then.
No, she didn't play the boombox.
Yes, she did.
That
song is coming from
the boombox.
She says, music for
the
our
girl
new
played
cheer.
The boombox, not Louise.
Louise, though, is always constantly peeking around lockers and looking.
She's
so
a creep.
It is happening.
Oh, no, the music is diegetic to the scenes. That's the word.
Wow.
But it is not sung. It is not like, it's not a musical in the sense of Grease where people burst into song.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
And sing the next, like,
so they are, though, breaking out into large choreographed dance numbers.
Dance routines.
But it's not.
So it's more like music videos are happening during the course of the movie.
Right.
That's
that are completely choreographed and not a fiction of someone's imagination.
Correct.
That's crazy.
Oh, it's, but this movie begins with like what seems to me to be like the beginning of a Showtime movie or a Cinemax movie that's going to end in someone getting fingered on the rooftop.
I said it's like a tentative lumbada.
Yeah.
It's like they're trying to be sexy, but you also see the fear in their eyes that they might fall off this building, which they clearly like. Just get up there, kids.
Get
put
on
those
edge.
High heels.
Get on the edge.
Well, are there vocals to that song in the beginning?
That's no,
just all
it's
like
all like
saxophone.
Plaintive saxophone music.
Yeah, they look scared.
I will say that this is the most, thank you, and your welcome really applies to me because for some reason I never got my eyes on this movie. And it is happening like when I was from middle school, like eighth grade
this
to
is
ninth
you.
Grade. This is me. I don't look at this movie and go like, oh, that's funny. The styles are funny. The fashions. It's like, I see it. I'm in
and
it.
And I
it's
saw
me.
You too.
You saw, you did.
I saw you too.
Wait, did you see me in the oversized grandpa coat she
that's
walked
right.
in? Okay, thank you.
Because Deanna would wear a lot of like giant blazers.
Right.
Yes.
Like giant gray blazers and giant Oxford shirts underneath
yep.
them. And then like a brooch. Like tying the shirt together and then like a piece of lace somewhere.
Absolutely.
Too.
A neckerchief around the neck.
Neckerchief.
These are things that were absolute. It was
happening.
Me coming into my style.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, so
same.
I look at this and I'm like, yup and yup
wait,
and yup.
You were
yeah.
wearing outfits like that? In
I was wearing, I wore, I wasn't
piano
wearing outfits.
Ties?
No. I mean, like, there's definitely a period where I'm dressing. Somewhere between ducky and
wow,
you know, like
yeah.
I definitely
yeah, really.
Like I was like because to me this is 1989. This movie is the very end of high school for me. End of high school.
Okay.
So like a lot of the there was definitely blazers. There was definitely like the blazer
a lot
look
of clothes like a lot of. Clothing and layers
oh,
of
yeah.
clothing.
Oh, yeah.
Like
that,
vests and blazers.
Correct.
Yeah, skirt and tutu
yep.
above.
It's
yeah.
amazing
oh,
that anyone
yeah.
got out of the house in the late 80s because the amount of clothes you have to put on and then the amount of gel and mousse that you
oh,
have to
yeah.
put in
yeah.
your hair.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
really committing to a long time in that bathroom. Blow drying, of course.
Absolutely.
I'd love those ducky pics whenever it's clever.
I'll send you some. Yeah, no, there was, it really was like this definitely rang a lot of bells for me as well. And we were. This is a movie that I, in college, for some reason, became obsessed with.
Wow.
My friends and I used to watch this obsessively, and my girlfriend and I, for years later, would quote Top That.
Yeah.
We would quote my favorite line of the entire movie is Richie's line where he goes, I took the liberty of ironing your homework. His line
so
deliveries are masterful.
He
by the way,
is one of the finest actors of our time.
He's
introduced amazing.
Eating a chocolate cake under his sister's bed.
Well, I will talk about, I want to talk about Richie in great detail, but
a chocolate cake. Did I say chocolate milk?
No.
Chocolate cake.
Everybody's worried now what they're saying.
I just want to say the right thing. Did I say the wrong thing? I'm so sorry to chocolate milk and to chocolate cake.
And Andrew Secunda.
I recently went to the Telluride Comedy Festival, and I was sick and tired of staying in the same kind of cookie-cutter places, and I went on Airbnb, and I found a perfect spot for me and the family. We had an amazing time because we felt like home. Then I realized, wait a second, what if I could give that feeling to someone else? Yes, that's the best part. When you're away, your home could be an Airbnb. That's right. Many people host on Airbnb, but there are people who have never thought about it or didn't even realize that their space could be an Airbnb. Hosting can easily fit into your lifestyle, and you can make someone feel great and make a little bit of money too, because we all need a little bit of money. And maybe your talent or your gift to the world is having a killer place. So if you have a home, but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. When you're thinking of hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help you find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn isn't just a job board. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching. And you know what? Did you know that 70% of users don't even visit other leading job sites? If you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. LinkedIn knows that small businesses might not have the time or resources, so they're constantly finding ways to make the process easier. 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate in 24 hours, and they even just launched a feature that helps you write job descriptions, making the process even easier, and quicker. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/valuable. That's linkedin.com/valuable to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
I was traveling with my kids. We stopped to get breakfast at Shake Shack, and my kids said, "Mom said we can have milkshakes." And I was so tired. It didn't make sense to me, but I was like, if June says the kids can have milkshakes, I'll get them milkshakes. I got them milkshakes. June's like, "I never said that." And you know what? I felt ripped off. I felt ripped off by my own kids. And that's the feeling I never like to have. I never like to get ripped off by anyone. And that's why Harry's started their company of Harry's Razors, because they saw customers getting ripped off by questionable products in the shaving industry, and they decided to do something better. That's right. They decided to do a razor that had a great price, high customer satisfaction, that had a no-risk trial, and they have other self-care products that meet the same quality standards as their razors, okay? I love the body wash, and they have deodorant that smells damn good. I gotta tell you, I love these razors. They are perfect, and now I am a paying subscriber. That's right. So do not settle for the status quo. Blaze your own trail with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3. That's right. Go to harrys.com/bonkers. That's harrys.com/bonkers for a $3 trial set.
Here is just a mashup of Richie's best lines. We'll get into Richie here in a second. Here
Richie goes. Is the main character's younger brother.
Who
the,
is?
Like his the annoying younger brother.
Take a listen.
Richie, get out of there, you little pinhead.
Touch me and die, lady.
I think about this food.
All you think about is Brad, the red hot lover. Brad, the great. Oh, Brad.
You have been reading my diary again, haven't you?
Brad? Kiss me, darling. Oh, I love to feel your arms around me.
No one's coming to your sweet 16 party.
Because you went to a dance. Dreamer, nobody wants to date you because you're a dog.
A dog.
I prepared you a wholesome breakfast. You morning paper. I took the liberty of ironing your homework.
That is a little touch of Richie.
That was the other one that we used to say all the time. You think you're hot stuff because you went to a dance. You're a dog.
Richie, to me, has some problems with his eating. I am worried about Richie.
He has a raging eating disorder.
All the characters, I'm worried about them off screen because they all come with extensive baggage. But Richie being the one that is the most unchecked, and I would say the drama teacher being the second one.
Yeah, I'm ready to talk about the drama teacher.
Love.
Very shortly. But Richie, I do think he's
pre-diabetic.
Neglected, too. Well, first of all, I think this must have been written for a much fatter kid, because Richie the actor is not overweight for the amount he's eating.
Well, eventually he will be.
He will be, but he's...
Originally, John Candy was cast in the part.
See, that makes sense.
But John Candy kept on eating all the food.
Yes. And then they also realized he was a grown man.
But Richie does not get any attention from his parents.
No.
It's all about Luis Guzman.
Yeah.
And he's just acting out all over the place.
I don't think he's acting out. The boy is hungry, and he's not even hungry on normal levels.
Food,
like, why is he
eating?
Well,
he's that, like, neglected second kid.
Yeah.
You know, although Luis Guzman is also neglected. Like, it's, like, the riff is, like, again, 89.
Yeah.
So all the John Hughes movies have happened.
Yes.
So this is basically, what if Sweet 16 had magic in it? No, 16 Candles. Sorry. What if 16 Candles had magic in it?
Like, and threw like a dash of grease too.
Yes.
Into it. Just a sprinkling of grease too.
And the witch woman from Poltergeist and all the other movies,
man,
who I love.
I said that this movie felt distinctly Canadian too, even though it's not Canadian. It just felt very clean and like oddly sanitized. Like, even though they were in locations in LA that seem seemingly dangerous, like going over that LA bridge. In the late 90s or the early 90s is not a safe place at all. It just felt like they were in a very idyllic setting, and it just felt very safe and no people of color.
Zero people of color.
Like not even extras in the background. Like,
nope.
No.
It is white.
Yeah, no, white to the degree that there are numerous rap performances perpetrated by, like, very wealthy white people.
Yeah, it is a...
Was the main rapper giving you Bobo like Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah, oh. a little bit like a brunette version of him.
Yeah, I kept thinking...
I can see that.
Yeah.
It's interesting,
Noah
the parents...
Blake, you're talking about.
Luis Guzman's parents, because she... for the longest time, I kept thinking... If her mom was so beautiful, her mom is beautiful
sure. mm-hmm.
at her age, you know, that we meet her, but she was also beautiful in high school. We do find out that she was an ugly duckling in middle school. But why wouldn't she ever lean in and say, hey, let me brush your hair out. Let's try on a few. Like, her mom was so stylish and gorgeous.
Except that her mom is the one that got her that sweater vest. They are trying to keep her
a baby
buttoned up. Because remember, she is also younger than everybody in high school. She skipped a grade.
Right. She's a year younger.
So she's a year younger, so I feel like the parents are trying to keep her a year younger and are afraid of her burgeoning sensuality.
Well, because they said
her sexual awakening.
They said, we found this for you in the young miss department, right? Mm-hmm. That was the, but it didn't seem like they were intentionally.
I guess what seems strange to me about that is that her mom is like a sexy older woman who seems to.
We get it, June. You're into the mom.
I love that mom, by the way. Karen Kay from It's Your Movie.
And the dad is Dick Sargent from Bewitched.
Was he wearing eyeliner the whole time?
I don't know, but I also found the dad's relationship with her to be a little strange. Like, he was almost a little too connected to her. For my liking.
Okay.
Whoa, he had designs on her?
No. I didn't know what was going on. I felt like it was odd that they were so involved with her and they didn't care about the second brother at all.
The dad seemed to have a sense that, like, she wanted more and she was going to blossom one day. I agree with you about the mom. I never got the sense, like, when she put a bag together and changed in the locker room, I was like, wow, I don't think her mom would trip out if she wore a cute outfit.
They weren't shown to be, like, strict. Repressive parents. I think that they, if anything, they just seem out of touch. I think that that's what they were going for. Like, they don't know what's cool and hip.
Or
and
they
I
don't
guess
know-
what I would have done is made the mom more like...
More like
frumpy.
The teacher.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Well, I felt like the parents were just detached.
Yeah, overall.
You know what I mean?
From
the dad's reading the paper. The mom is like getting her clothes that aren't relevant for the now. Like they just seem to me to be classic. It is not unlike the parents in 16 Candles who've forgotten that it's her birthday.
And they
who
are, yes.
But they're more checked out. Like, they're, like, these parents
they're
seem like they're home.
They're focused on the other daughter.
Right,
you know?
where this parent seems like they're home, they're having dinner together, they're having breakfast together. They're
and
just,
they did have a birthday party for her.
Which, it just seems like, why would you have a birthday party in the middle of a week? Everyone knows you don't
that's a
have.
Bummer move.
Yeah, and even her best friend is super late to the party. The cake has been served.
I love that girl.
She's amazing.
The best friend is my favorite character in any movie ever.
She's like the 1980s quintessential amalgam. She is Kimmy Gibbler meets like all, like every one of the ones that's like, you're not.
Blossom.
As, yeah,
you're, she's everyone.
She's that side character in every one of those movies.
Oh, she is so good.
She's hats.
Hats. Blossom hat all day, every day.
Exactly.
And she pulled that hat down and did top. I know we're not at top that, but like that slow drop, I was like,
it's thrilling.
Yeah, it was exciting.
And the thing is, this movie also hits a sweet spot for me of coming of age, high school kind of movies. It's not unlike Patrick Dempsey and what's her name when he gets to become popular. He's driving the lawnmower.
You Can't Buy Me Love.
Can't Buy Me Love. There's a bunch of movies where it is the entire movie is predicated on the artificial ascendancy of a nerd to popularity status, right? And then a fall from grace. And I love this one, and I love it because every single category of person is perfect. You know, friend, her nerdy friend with hats, we'll call her Hats. Hats is great. The popular guys are great. Like, isn't the popular guy's name Jake?
Brad.
Might as well be Jake Lacey from 16 Candles. Not Jake Lacey. What's his name? Jake.
Jake, no, that's, I mean, is it Jake Lacey?
Jake Lacey is the actor from Obvious Child. But it is Jake. It is something like that. Anyway,
it is Jake Gleason.
All of these people have, they're fitting all of the perfect quintessential 80s archetypes into a movie that then has all of these amazing weird music numbers and magic. And it is kind of a perfect movie.
But here's my complaint, yes, though. And this is why I will say it's not a perfect movie.
Oh, boy.
Because I would rather Hats want a music career. What I feel like Louise Guzman has done wrong with her powers is she's assuming everybody wants what she does, that everybody wants love. And that's not the case.
Jake Ryan.
Thank you.
I think it would have been a stronger choice for Hats to just want to be a rapper and to want to top that. Same goes for the acting teacher. The acting teacher's already told us she wanted to be a Broadway star.
Right. But she gets
a man. But they give her a man. Right. She gives everyone
a man.
Love.
She's selfish.
Well,
she's a teenager. Weirdly, she's a teenager, but she doesn't know.
She's selfish in that she assumes that they all want what she wants.
Correct. But as like a 15-year-old would.
Yeah, okay. But I don't think,
you know what I mean?
But
like, I don't think she sets out to demonstrably change, to demonstrably give everybody within their own lives what they want. I don't think she's savvy enough to understand. I think she is just has this weird power and is giving it out into the world.
Can I talk about what I think the major problem of this movie is?
Oh boy.
You're Mr. Miyagi. That is, of course, Madame Serena Alcott. Mr. Miyagi character. Yeah. Teaches no consequences.
Correct.
She is like, do it. Yeah. Let's do it. She's not like, with great power comes great responsibility. She's like, go. Let's be popular.
And give me more.
Yes. And when Louise Guzman comes back and says, you know what? I don't know that I like this. I don't know if he likes it. Me for me. She's like, who cares?
Yeah.
She's
like, be popular. And,
yes.
And the witch doesn't learn her lesson at all. The witch is like, just wants to get her laid, and at the end, you see it in the big wide. She's getting laid by the English teacher who strips.
Oh my god, I missed that.
Yeah, well, it's very small in the background.
But it's full penetration.
Oh. Yeah, because he still has his pants off from the beginning.
And she's inexplicably she's just screaming, "Go towards the light, go towards the light."
But I think I think her Mr. Miyagi is bad. Because she doesn't learn any lessons. And their magic is also flawed. Because if she says, you're a dog, then he's a dog. But then other times, to get somebody to fall in love, she's got to say this like Latin poem.
Yep.
And then other times.
Okay. Voodoo doll.
Voodoo dolls.
How come nobody notices she has a voodoo doll?
Well, she's doing it at home, right?
Nope.
Yes.
She's in class. She's sitting in class undressing a large voodoo doll.
Okay, even crazier is what the most popular girl in school does not realize that her cousin has gone missing.
Yep.
Okay, I was trying to.
Long
this
time.
Is what I think, because we never learn where he is gone. But I think because the brother turned back after water. And
just assume.
Well, we're going to assume that her powers are not that strong. And eventually his essence hit water. And he came back.
Are we saying if that drama teacher goes on the vacation and there's water there that she'll fall out of love?
She will
Well,
fall
she
out
gets
of love,
the
yeah.
postcard, though, that is like, we're having the best time, me and what's his name?
This water is a very tricky part of this.
I have to say, I do think with the drama teacher, it did upset me that her life changed dramatically. And I worry about that count or whoever that was she found. Because she was an interesting character in that she clearly had dreams deferred.
Yeah.
Yes, but
yeah.
she was happy with where she was.
Mm-hmm.
And then to take her and to actually project Luis Guzman's own sadness onto her was actually beyond selfish.
Yes.
It was really, that is kind of cruel.
No, she took away this woman's life and gave her like a storybook romance that is untenable for the rest of your life, I think.
Yeah. No, but I think she made it work, right?
She's going around the world. There's going to be water somewhere.
Oh, boy.
Water will happen at
and
some
then what,
time.
And then what's she going to do? She's going to go, she doesn't have her job anymore. Maybe she can go back to being the receptionist at the Bob Newhart show.
Or Mrs. Krabappel from The Simpsons.
Yes.
The one thing that I thought was maybe a flaw, the thing that I was kind of missing, was that Brad, like she was very, very shallow. Brad never gave us anything except for looks.
Yep.
We never saw one moment where Brad, except for being like, popular, it's hard to be popular sometimes. That was like his one day.
Well, he's afraid to go to college, right?
Yes, and he did say that he didn't know if people liked him for him.
Okay, but that's just hard. That's why it's hard to be popular, like Big Whoop. You know what I mean? It's right. not a real deep dive into who Brad is. We never got to know.
I don't know.
But we don't, know Polly
Brad
either.
Knows who Brad is either.
Well, but
that's why you would think she would
right?
see him eventually and be like, you know what? He's not that great. But she
that's
kept wanting him the whole time. And I'm like, okay, well.
But if it was a love spell, again, I go back to this faulty magic because she goes, I wish you would look at me. Then he looks at her and goes, I wish you would come over. Then he comes over. Then he's like, help me with my reading test? Like,
yeah.
Did, like, so he was planning to come over and always ask for help? Like, I guess, like, I don't understand how the magic works.
Well, I also didn't understand. We were told that the magic was going to kick in on her 16th birthday.
Yeah.
And then we were told it was because she was wearing a special amulet, which, like, if she hadn't found that, would she ever have...
It found her. I'm sorry, June.
I'm so
the
sorry.
Amulet found
I'm
her.
I'm so sorry. Okay.
When Serena looked into her palm and saw that she was a witch, like her acting in that, what Serena gave when she saw her witchness in that palm, I was like, she's like really good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love Zelda Rubinstein.
So
she's great.
Wonderful.
Here's just an interesting fact about this movie. This movie was a straight up ripoff of Teen Wolf. It was supposed to just be a female version of Teen Wolf.
Oh.
It went so far to borrow the font and lettering for the title, the tagline, and the plot. That was just in response to Michael J. Fox's great Teen Wolf, which I loved and was shot before Back to the Future.
Well, wait, this was the other thing I was going to say, though. It was supposed to be Friday. It was supposed to be right at her 16th birthday. Then she happened to find the amulet, or it found her. And then it really didn't kick in until it was Friday the 13th.
Wait, that was part of it?
Yes.
Wasn't that all on the same day?
No, I think days had gone by after her 16th
she
birthday.
She had a really tough day because in my mind, I'm like, the teacher read her diary.
And
she was almost run off the road.
Remember that?
That was
terrible.
I felt her. I was like, this is
because she's also younger than them all. You know, she's a young kid.
But
and
she's hated.
As June said, 1 year. I mean, one year.
She's not that much
I mean, she's 1 year. It's a cutoff in a school year.
But she skipped a grade. And remember when she gets there and the hip hop boys are like, should you even be in high school?
Meanwhile, with her overgrown jacket, I thought she looked like a grandma, and that's what they were saying.
Oh, interesting.
But June Diane. Not only did she get that red, but she had the cajon to go balls to go after being humiliated in class to creep around and look at him on the football field.
I was actually like, well, that's where I lose you.
Yeah.
And audition to be
his love interest
in the play.
And give everything she got during that audition.
And crushed.
Director.
I didn't do plays in high school or anything like that. Did you audition everybody fully off book?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I don't know.
I was like,
you don't do scenes. You don't like match up scene partners. That was like a chemistry test. But
yes,
I did.
We were matched up in high school.
I think
with chemistry tests.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Like they. Yeah. These were the guys and these were the girls, and they were gonna mix and match to find the couples.
Well, I just love that in the director assigning parts.
Yep.
They pretty much go like, all right, here's the lead, the second lead, and then the assistant costume person is you. Like that's how you give out parts.
Yeah,
not
no,
a part.
No other below the line things. You're the lead, you're the other lead, and assistant costume designer, Louise Guzman.
You don't audition to be an assistant costume designer. Like, she may not have any talent in costuming at all.
I just want everybody to know you didn't get it.
By the way she's dressed, I wouldn't give her assistant costumer at all.
Slam. Major slam.
But yeah, so we're going to say that her diary was read. She auditioned for the play. She was run off by the road. It was her birthday. No one showed up. And she met the witch all on the same day.
Yeah.
It's a big day.
That's a big day.
Big day.
By the way, when she's run off the road and Brad finds her like in a ditch.
Run off the road because Brad is getting an HJ from his girlfriend in the car.
Yeah.
By the way,
and how late was it?
Interesting fact.
I don't know.
Brad and that actress ran off to get married after the movie.
Stop.
And they're still married.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah,
congrats to them.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I thought it was crazy where she was like, you don't have to drive me home. And he's like, I know I don't. It's
yeah.
like, actually, you do have to drive her home and you should.
Yeah.
She was hit by a car.
She was run off the road. It's a little different.
Paul,
he should still drive her home.
He should drive her home and be a gentleman.
How weird was it when she goes back to talk to Madame Serena and Matt sits on Madame Serena's lap, and then they're like, oh, no, this doesn't work. And then Madame Serena sits on her lap.
Well, then they have a good laugh.
I was like, what the fuck is going on?
That was like, I feel like a bit that they did in rehearsal, and then it stuck in the movie. Like, that was like, oh, this will be fun.
Right. It's like she's a gorgeous
But that's always,
face.
Like, she's all that.
I know, but, like, they could have thrown a pair of glasses or something.
It's interesting. This is also an era where the girl lead who can't be too beautiful but can't be too plain has to be a redhead.
Okay.
Oh, you're
you know,
right.
You've got
that's
your Molly Ringwald. You've got your Leah Thompsons. Yeah. You've got your Robin Livelys. They are straddling so that they can be done up and be beautiful, or they can be done down and be a little plainer. But they are not bombshell blondes, and they are not plain brunettes, you know?
It's interesting, because so what you're saying is by virtue of having red hair,
she's ugly
they're
enough.
Already ugly.
They are already other.
They're unicorns in their
they
own way.
They are other. They are something. They are something that doesn't have as much of a stereotype to
but,
it.
By the way, we're talking about redheads that are also not true redheads. Like we're not talking about Anne of Green Gables.
Oh,
we're talking about
Pippi Longstocking. We're not talking about like
there's
Pippi
freckle,
Longstocking.
Yeah.
We're talking about
like the most sexual being on the planet.
Yeah, we're talking about like I don't even know how to describe the red, but it's
like Auburn-y.
It's Leah Thompson's hair from Howard the Duck. It's very similar. It's brown red.
And blonde red at the same time.
Yeah. It's in that middle zone because that's the middle zone. That is like it's somewhere in between. You know, like and the woman that is her neighbor who's like the blonde bombshell.
Yeah.
And then there's Hats. You know what I mean? And then you've got
And then there's Kiki.
And then and you're in the middle.
The blonde bombshell's name is Randa. Anyone want to deal with that? Or?
In the movie?
In the movie, it's Randa.
Randa?
Is well, that just cool?
Yeah, it's a pretty cool name.
Okay.
Randa?
Randa, yeah.
Maybe because she was Randy.
Maybe.
No, it's Randa with an
that's
A. I mean,
hilarious.
I maybe would be Randy, but Randa is rough.
That's weird.
Here's the thing about Luis Guzman's transformation. She, even when she becomes beautiful, she's never able to really get out from underneath those bangs.
Yeah.
But bangs were everything
but
back
those,
then.
That was
like,
it.
It's so hard to
But like a side
that,
a
really?
Side pony and bangs is like too much going on.
First of all, to have your bangs straightened out and to have your hair curly is everything I want all day long, every day. When I see her with a straightened out, blown out bang
insane.
And a curly
For
but me, it was
blown
everything.
Out bang is like half of the blowout is
straight up.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's
did
what's
you
up.
Guys not experience this?
I know. Yeah, we
this
did.
This was all of my high school, junior high and high school for me was
a wall of bangs.
A wall of bangs going down. and equally as large wall of bangs going
that
up.
That was Cheryl Hamjig in my high school
it
class.
Was everybody. This was it. This was the height of beauty.
That's a great
bang
picture.
Both ways.
Bang both ways.
Frost. And I'm talking about like 14-year-old girls who had what I would consider to be mom haircuts.
Yeah.
Right.
But at the time, when you saw a wall of bangs like that, were you like,
yes.
Va-va-va-boom.
It's true.
Honestly, it depended on whether they'd gotten boobs or not.
Right. Okay, that's
boobs
fair.
Boobs still very important to me at that time.
Sure.
I spent a lot of time getting one section in the side up and then making sure I could wing it out. The more defined the wing, the
and
better.
That's what she has in this movie, too, which is like a real, wing out with those bangs. Wow.
You've been listening to Bangs Talk. You're on How Did This Get Made.
The spinoff of Wig Talk.
The Radio Sisters bringing you Wing Talk. How Did This
Get Made? Today's podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. I love Squarespace. I'm in the middle of trying to balance my business life and my real life. This work-life balance, it's tough. But Squarespace has been helping me by giving me the tools to reach my goals and have time to celebrate. That's right. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With the guided design system of Squarespace Blueprint, you can select from curated layouts to styling options optimized for every device. Get your website discovered fast with integrated optimized SEO tools. Plus, make checkout easy for customers with easy-to-use payment tools. You can accept credit cards, PayPal, Apple Pay, plus with Squarespace AI, you can explain what your site is about. You choose your tone and enter what you need to get auto-generated perfect text. Anyway, I love Squarespace. I've been building sites with them from the beginning. And when I launched my book, I said I'm doing it all myself on Squarespace, and I'm very pleased with it. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/bonkers to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Today's show is brought to you by BetterHelp. You know, there are things that we need to get off our chest. Maybe someone in your life, a loved one, is driving you crazy, but they don't mean to be driving you crazy. And you want to vent and you want to get it out, but you just don't want to drop it on them because you're not really mad at them. Maybe you're mad at yourself. Because we all have these things that set off our stressors, right? We keep them bottled up and they start to affect us. And we start to then affect other people because our energy is off. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You fill out a questionnaire, you get matched, and then guess what? If you don't like your therapist, you can switch to another licensed therapist at any time for no additional charge. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bonkers today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bonkers.
Start clean with Clorox because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I have a charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
I do want to get behind one thing before we get into even some of the other classic moments. Why was she so hated by the teachers? She also seemed hated for no reason.
Well, that's like, why that one teacher is making fun of her for being late, but also making fun of her for skipping a grade. Like, who do you think you are? You think you're so smart.
Want to knock her down a peg. It's not that's not a teacher thing to throw down the kids who are smart. Like, that doesn't seem like, the teachers seem like straight up bullies.
That teacher was terrifying.
Well, I do feel there were teachers in our high school and middle school who were friendlier to the kids who were average and cool than they were to, like, the smart nerds.
Okay.
But this teacher, it didn't line up for.
Well, like, he also seemed like a nerd.
Yeah, and I don't know why he was so angry at her.
Whipping a desk? And then when she did do the voodoo doll, it was he walked into a car wash.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, that was great.
That was some great physical comedy when he walked in.
Why wouldn't he just feel like he's in a car wash?
That's what I didn't understand. Is that how voodoo dolls work? Where if you take off their clothes, the voodoo doll takes off its. Where if you take off the voodoo doll's clothes. The person takes off.
I always thought voodoo dolls had to do with pins. Like you pin one section and then their arm goes this way. You pin another and their leg goes. You know, I thought it was more pins.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think for the sake of the movie, it's more witchcraft than voodoo. So maybe, yeah. I mean, like, we'd have to ask real witches.
Now, let me ask this. Was Madame Sabrina a real witch?
She seemed to need a lot of help being a witch. Like, she had a lot of opportunities.
So she was just a fortune teller.
No, I think she was a witch.
Why couldn't she do her own spells?
That's the thing. She was not great at it being a witch. She'd had a lot of time at it, but she wasn't, like, great at it. I mean, why wouldn't she just make her own money? Why did she care how much
money Louise Guzman
was going to bring?
Didn't she make her own money out of that coal or whatever?
But then if she can just make up her own money, why does she care that this gal who's walked in doesn't have a lot of cash?
She needed to have the double power. She needed to, like, go, I got to hold your hand on all these things. Like, that's why she made her frog into the boyfriend. That's why the house got weirdly interior decorated, but no one commented on.
I couldn't figure that out at all.
No one, because she didn't go, oh, you changed your house. Like, no one ever commented.
Was it the same place?
Same place. But, like, all new interior furniture.
But yet, the witch is like, oh, yeah, we went to school back in 1800 together. Like, she showed her the book. Yeah. So they were together, but one was more powerful than the other.
I just get the sense that she didn't have a lot of skills as a witch, and she needed this youth to kind of help her beef up her potions.
I kind of want to see a prequel with that character going through school. I would like
I'm very into it.
I would love to see, you know, very cool, very artful early 1900s just going around having fun with Zelda Rubinstein.
Like, you could easily take this movie and make a Buffy the Vampire Slayer style TV show based on this.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's I mean, it's no different.
That. It's like, what was that show where the girl touched her two fingers together and then...
Small Wonder?
No, this is like a girl whose dad was an alien.
Yeah, yeah. Like, wasn't that the one that Paul Feig was on?
Oh, was it? Oh, maybe, yeah.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Well, that's a different one. That's Sabrina. Sabrina the Teenage Witch is essentially that.
That's true. You're right.
Yeah, we shouldn't even go out of... Yeah, they did
that's
it.
That's this.
They've done it. I'm right.
That's this. Why did she have birth control in her bag?
That was
what was that about?
I don't know.
By the way, this is the most sexed up school of all time. Every class was about sex.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they were always talking about sex, but yeah, they don't explain why she was on birth control.
I mean, some girls needed to regulate their period, but I feel like...
But no, he says it's not used. Doesn't he say it's so not being used?
But she's just carrying it around like a condom?
Like, just in case?
Like, I'll pop these if I start getting...
Just in case Brad's ready, she's going to, like, start taking
she
birth control.
And that's
not
together.
How it works. Also sending out the wrong message. Like, she should be taking them on the off chance
but
that
you
she
know
does
what?
Get
it's them. Responsible for her to be on birth control.
But she's
it
not.
Absolutely is.
But she's not.
Maybe it was a new packet and this was her first day.
Yeah. Like, we missed the scene where she went to the pharmacy?
Maybe.
I love the condom chant.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
Let's listen to the sex ed scene here. This is the teacher holds up an umbrella, and this is what transpires when the teacher is told that she has to teach health, so she immediately has to teach them about sex. Here we go.
Well, now, Adam had one of these. Does anyone know what this might represent?
A Roger, a love wand, joystick, dong, zipper lizard, tallywhack, and trouser snake schlong.
That's enough, Fred. Thank you.
No problem.
Now it's a race against time. Sparky Sperm is loose, and he's heading for the target, Edna the egg. And when he reaches it, he makes a baby. Yes, that is exactly what we don't want. Not yet. So,
crazy.
Use one of these.
She pulls out a condom.
At all times. It's called a condom.
Condom. Condom.
Condom.
Condom. Condom. Condom. Condom. Condom. Condom. Condom.
That is an insane scene. Because it's
that happens in the movie.
That is
what?
It goes to English as a second language for a moment when she's like, condom.
Yeah, and then they chant it. It's so weird.
Well, I guess it is a theme in a lot of these teen movies, though, just the parents and adults being so disconnected from, like, what kids know.
But it almost seemed like they learned condom in that moment. Like, it was like they were learning it, too.
Even though they knew all of the words for dicks.
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
condom
like, she's like, well, you might know 25 rhyming words for dicks, but I bet you don't know what a condom is.
Well, it started to feel like reproduction from Grease 2.
Which is a great
scene. And I believe that they shot more of a musical number for this.
That
and
broke
then
out.
Realized, is it an exact replica of Grease 2 and had to cut it down.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the number of chairs that were in her bedroom.
Okay.
Or the lack of.
Well, they were in the closet, and we did see how many chairs were in there.
Oh, but that was there was a reason.
Yes, of course there was a reason. Well, because every single family member who came in commented on the fact that there were no chairs there. This is a girl's bedroom. How many chairs do you think she would need
15.
In a bedroom? I guess you're right. There were chairs stacked upon chairs stacked upon chairs.
But do you know the reason was?
I know the reason, Jason. She wanted him on the bed.
She had to get him on the bed for this bell to work.
How many chairs?
That's not my problem.
How many chairs does one even have in a bedroom?
At the vanity.
At the most.
At the vanity. And that's it.
June, how many chairs do we have in our bedroom?
Zero.
Exactly. Jason, how many chairs do you have in your bedroom?
Six.
You have six chairs?
Six chairs in my bedroom.
Wow.
Most of them just are surrounding the poker table.
I
have a poker table in my bedroom.
Off to the side of the bed. Very
Just because a bunch of guys play poker there most nights.
And you go about your business. You don't play poker. Sleep. Yeah, yeah.
I don't play poker. I'm not a gambler.
They're like, not ghosts that lived in the house before when that burnt down and used to be a house of ill repute, right?
I don't know.
All right, no, I don't want to get into it. But yeah, your house was actually famous for being a whorehouse gambling establishment in the early 1920s.
It burned down, and a lot of people who were gambling died.
Yeah.
And if you set a table, they will come and they will play. Let's not worry about it.
Okay, sure.
Let's not worry about it.
Okay, so 30, all right.
So six chairs. Okay.
Yeah, they all are obsessed with the chairs in her room.
And where they went.
She's got a lot of room there. I mean, you need to put six chairs in the closet is that's a big closet.
To put six wicker chairs in the closet. I mean, where those chairs must have just – there must have been one chair at her vanity and then five chairs just –
spread about.
Spread about. Yeah, that bedroom.
Just
spread
for
about.
Guests.
And why was he so opposed to sitting on her bed? He was really.
Well, to me, if I were him, I would have been like, "Well, let's go downstairs."
Yeah, so the dining
I would
room
have been
table.
Like, "Why are we going to your bedroom?"
Well, I mean, don't you think that he kind of would like to get in her bedroom?
Not at that point, no.
Really? He wasn't seeing her any kind of way at that point.
No, not at that point.
All right, I hear you. So animals were harmed in making this movie, right? We could all agree on that. When they forcibly take a dog and try to throw it into the bathtub,
yep,
that dog. Was not trained and did not seem like he wanted to be there at all. Like, that dog was – that actually made me feel bad for a dog.
The dogs never want to be there. You're saying that as though, yeah, like they're psyched
well, some dogs
to
like
be
Benji,
there.
Some dogs like Benji are excited to get out in the movie world and do this stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
Benji at Marineland, he got
well,
in his
Benji,
own
Well, Benji, notoriously very ambitious.
Yes. Not like a Milo from Milo and Otis, only probably did like one film.
Yeah.
Benji was like in it to win it. Like this dog definitely didn't have the eye of the tiger at all.
Not at all. No,
I mean,
no.
He didn't. There have been, and that's a bummer when you have a dog like that take away parts from dogs who really want to be working.
So, I mean, just think of how many dogs didn't get jobs that year.
Yeah, and it's because, you know, if you're not giving it your all as a dog, right, as an acting dog, it's like then leave it open for everybody else. It's okay. Not fair. It's not fair.
Were those bubbles just there prior to her turning her brother into a dog? Is that
the deal?
Well,
listen, she came home from school. He was eating a giant pizza at the table.
With
the
marshmallows.
The only conclusion. Marshmallows.
It was marshmallows? I thought it was giant pieces of mozzarella.
I believe they were marshmallows.
I think you're way smarter than
the
me.
The only
yeah.
conclusion I could come to is that he had set a bath for himself.
Oh, and she knew
nope.
it was ready to go?
Nope.
Where
there
the
is no
from?
Way that
creature
kid takes
oh, he's disgusting.
He's disgusting. Like, I feel like they have to trick him into getting in the backyard so they can hose him down.
Yeah, he's like that kind of kid. I feel
he's
like from
gross
the yeah, grody
kid.
I want to know how old he
crusty.
Was. The actor was when doing this part.
Well, he is 70. He is
70 years old.
He's 70 years old right now. He's 42
currently.
Currently.
And he graduated from Yale, and he
what
sold a show. He's a writer.
He's so great.
Yeah, he is. Let's see. He's done a lot of interesting stuff. He is a writer, graduated from Yale, wrote a few novels, got a series picked up by Fox called Howl, and he's a part of Leonardo DiCaprio's posse, affectionately
Whoa.
Called the Pussy Posse.
He's part of the Pussy Posse?
Oh, that's interesting.
The kid from Teen Witch is part of the Pussy
yeah.
Posse?
Yep. And
wow.
Yeah, he's part of the Pussy Posse, and here he is. He's
I
definitely.
Feel like I've seen him before, definitely.
I mean, we're looking at a picture of him
that
here, shirtless,
great.
Shirtless with a martini glass in front of him, smoking a cigarette, hair grown out.
I yeah. love that June goes, he looks great.
I think this guy's amazing.
He said that he really did not like this movie or being associated with this movie until a drag queen told him how much it meant to him.
Oh,
and then
cool.
he said that. I don't take compliments from drag queens lightly because they have no problem telling you what time it is. There's no fucking bullshit with drag queens.
Yeah.
So that
wow.
made him kind of enjoy the movie now. But a very attractive
His
guy.
Performance is, to me, in my life, legendary.
It is.
He's it been is. In a lot of different good stuff. Yeah.
You think you're special because you went to a dance.
His line readings
are huge.
So perfect.
So good.
It's almost like the director was just like,
do
have
you,
fun
do
and
you.
Do your whole thing.
Can you imagine if you're casting this movie and this guy walks
yeah.
in and
oh
does that with these words?
Right.
And
like a 1940s
like,
gangsters
you're
walked
like,
in.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Well, don't you think that they were like, oh shit, this movie doesn't really have humor? Like if
right.
you yep. took him out. There's no jokes in this movie
mm-hmm.
where, like, John Hughes had jokes and
yep.
characters that were mm-hmm. funny. Everybody here is kind of sad. Like, ultimately, yeah. A sad sack.
A sad sack. Yeah, the mom could have used a little brother in her performance. Like, the mom was just
A lot of people could.
Okay.
Yes, totally.
Shall we get into Top That? The
sure.
first ever rap battle on film. I'm calling it and saying it's the first ever rap battle on film. Let's take a listen to the classic Top That.
I'm king, and they know it. When I snap my fingers and these bodies say sure, I'm hot, and you're not. But if you want to hang with me, I'll give it one shot. Top That.
Supersonic, idiotic, disconnected, not respected. Who would ever really want to go and top that? Such a waste of pretty face, but hanging in your nose space. I wish that you would take a look and really stop that. Top that. Well, stop that. I don't really give up about trying to top that. Top that. Stop that. I wish you'd finally take a real look and really stop that. Top that, I don't really give a about trying to stop that.
Top that,
big deal.
Stop that,
unreal.
You can try until you blue.
I will make a fool of you. Top that.
And then she walks away from the kids that she likes, seemingly to never have another connection with him again.
Yep.
She just needed
to
top that.
Well, because she's also under like one of Louise's spells.
Right.
She's not a rapper. That she's like, they're looking at them rapping, and then Louise kind of gives her a little, like, bewitched, like.
But she's like, I wish I could get in there.
Yeah. And Louise gives her a little spell so that she can, like, top that.
Now that you two relate to the movie Deanna and Jason,
mm-hmm.
were kids doing this in high school at the time, just rapping
by
cars and by lockers?
I will say, not rapping, but for sure breakdancing.
Okay.
Yeah,
like
a lot of
for
breaking.
Sure, there was a lot of like breakdancing in the hallways of school. That, and I might have participated.
Oh my god!
100%.
Please.
June used to always bust my chops about my blossom. I was hats all day long. But no, like later on in life, she would go up to people like we just have met someone.
Yeah.
Maybe I was trying to make an impression, and she would say to them, "Deanna used to dress like a grandma in high school." I was like, "Oh, okay, awesome." But like I was hats, and that move when she slowly took the hat down, like that's everything I wanted to do. That's everything.
Show
I wanted
everybody
to
what's
be.
Under that hat.
Just show everybody what's. I would
what
wear a hat
hiding.
And a tie and a vest
you would
and
wear,
a jacket.
You'd be accessorized from head
to
toe.
What I loved about the cool when the Teen Witch put on her like. Jean jacket. It was a jean jacket with like a swatch of rug.
Yes.
Like a rug.
Yep.
Paisley.
Would,
Here's the interesting thing, because to me, that's very Molly Ringwald in
Pretty in Pink.
Pretty in Pink. Like that look we all saw and considered like beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that is what Luis Guzman is giving us in the beginning of this movie is
true.
Molly Ringwald, which was
cool.
Cool.
I
which,
had.
Well, sort of. She's giving us a little bit of that, but she's giving us the frumpier version of it.
Yeah, right.
You know, and then when she gets into full-on side pony and neon stuff and miniskirts,
then it's like
then she's giving us
more of the 80s kind of, like, or more of the newer thing or 90s?
More of like, I'm trying to think of who the character is that represents it, but like
she's in more Valley Girl Mall, like the girl from Some Kind of Wonderful, the blonde who was in the Untamed Heart movie with Christian Slater, like Mary,
not Mary Stuart Mass. Masterson. Masterson is a tomboy. She's wearing like overalls
and
has
hats.
A short hair
and
hats and plays the drums. And you know that movie was an answer movie because they shot Pretty in Pink wherein Molly Ringwald ends up with Ducky at the end.
Oh, right.
And audiences, young girl audiences revolted.
I know. It's one of the
like,
most devastating.
We want her to end up with Blaine.
I know.
So they had to redo the movie to end up with Blaine. And then John Hughes was like, you know what? I don't like it. I'm going to make a different movie where the right two people end up, and it is some kind of wonderful.
Wow. Maybe Valley Girl?
See,
is it that,
so
like, that kind of look?
Because watching Pretty in Pink, to me at the end of that movie, and it is interesting that most young girls felt that way, because I could never shake feeling so sorry for Ducky.
Oh, my God.
I was so devastated.
As a dude, it was
mollish.
I'm not sure as a guy, but like I couldn't, I couldn't ever get over that Ducky and her were not going to be together.
Yeah.
Well, didn't they want to make it like that he was gay? Isn't that the, like the new telling of it? Like, he doesn't belong. Yes, he doesn't belong with her because he's gay.
I don't think so, only because their intention was not that. They shot it.
Yes.
so that they would be together. And then had to reshoot the whole movie. They had to do a month of reshoots to unravel it and figure out how to make it work. But it really was, to me, I was like, wait, the Richie Rich Handsome guys win?
It's
Are you kidding?
Crazy.
Is there any hope for us fedora wearing, blazer wearing weirdos?
Hall breakdancers? Before we wrap up, I do think that there's one thing that we haven't talked about, and I feel like no one's mentioned to me about this movie, but the murder house that he brings her to fuck her or
kiss
whatever,
her.
Kiss her, essentially, which was the most uncomfortable scene for me. Can we just even unpack this choice? Like, he takes her out on this date, brings her into the park to an abandoned house.
He also, like, runs up ahead, and she's, like, fighting through like,
sunflowers.
to try to get there, and it's really hilly.
And it's so, it's bizarre, right? I mean, like, that, like,
it's not
what's
safe.
Sexual about that house?
It's not like, I get it.
I get it. Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I got it on a level.
Did you have those places?
I didn't have any action in high school. So there was a bridge, which you know the bridge, and that people went to and drank, and I never really went to the bridge, but I knew it was there. So I felt like this house was just like the house that everyone went to make out.
Okay.
It wasn't like his idea. He's just following what everybody cool.
But I also don't think it's a rape house. I think it's like, oh, there's a secret place, like in like a field of sunflowers that is like an abandoned place where we can go and be alone.
But when they take off her shoes.
Remember, in high school, you can't go anywhere.
Yeah. Right, I guess. But like to me, it's like when she takes off her shoes and you see that carpet and it looks like, oh, this was a murder house.
I agree.
And she's like walking up these stairs and she's like in this unfinished room. It does look like this could turn out very wrong.
Sure, for sure.
And it doesn't feel super romantic until they get into that thing. That's another bothersome thing for me is too intimate of a kiss. It's too gentle for me.
Okay. Paul doesn't like it.
I don't like it.
Really doesn't. Oh, when he sees like sincere,
gentle
lovemaking on film,
it literally
drives him nuts.
It's also gross when it's also gross. I mean, this is weird, but it's also gross when teenagers kiss gently like adults.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because
I'm so upset right now.
Forgive me.
I agree.
Forgive me, but teenagers should be like devouring each other.
Right. Yes.
You know, like that is like when you read, when you see and hear all of her poetry about him, like just owning her or whatever, then you see them just like tender kisses.
Like, braces should be clanking.
It's tender. Yes. It's tender, and that's what was upsetting about it.
Yeah.
I was upset. I was fine with the house. I was upset with his sexy hide-and-seek game because I thought he was hot until that
scene because he was presenting his body like it was a gift from the gods. And it's just
when he's throwing those footballs, his bod is
body is great. Yeah. Don't get me wrong, but I'm not into a guy presenting his figure and doing a striptease
Paul?
For me. No?
June, you don't seem to mind it when I show you my two-pack.
I don't like that. And I don't like a guy
who's... I would love for you guys at some point to, like, Paul runs ahead and is, like, stripping off his jacket.
Well, he was being like,
hey, I have a deep V on under this. Yeah, like she should have been running up the stairs and he should be like, they flipped the roles. They did flip the roles.
Yep,
like
he
should have been like, hey, what's, like, you know,
yep.
She should have been presenting herself, but it was
odd. It was very weird.
Take me. And then that long, it was too we hung on it too long.
Yeah.
I agree.
Oh boy.
The fact that she wasn't even for 1 second concerned about like a tetanus situation.
She should have taken the shoes off walking outside in the grass.
Yes.
And put them on inside on the floor. Come on, guys.
Obviously, we had an opinion about this movie, but there are people out there that had a different opinion. It is now time for Second Opinions. All right, these are 5-star reviews culled from Amazon, all about the film Teen Witch. This is from J-Dub, And simply written like this. Teen Witch is the most magical movie of all time. I watch it 3 times a day, sometimes 4 on the weekends. 5 stars. which obviously they're not being truthful, but it is odd. This one's written by Stephanie May. Maybe I love this movie because I was the fat, lonely girl who had crushes on all the cute guys, but they didn't even know I was alive. So I guess this movie was my wish. I can't wait for it to be out on DVD, and I watched today thinking back to that time and smiling that I overcame that awkwardness and found my great guy, me being fat or not. But at that time in my life, I thought the only way I was going to ever get a cute guy to like me was to get handed some magical powers. LOL. But seriously. 5 stars. And then finally, this is by Terry L. I'm 53 years old, and I like most things that have to do with Halloween. The movie Teen Witch is one of my favorite classical movies. I would recommend it to anyone at any age who's looking to see what it's like to be popular, being popular, and then wanting your original life back as it was. Great movie.
Here's the thing, which we didn't even really discuss. She doesn't ever... She does give up her powers.
Ish.
She throws off the amulet, but...
The what?
She never... Her necklace.
You said amulet.
Amulet.
How do you pronounce it?
I don't know.
Amulet.
Amulet. Oh, God, here we go. Amulet.
Tell me how you pronounce that hotel chain.
Uh-oh.
Ramada?
Oh, now you do it, right?
Oh, Ramada.
She's like, I think we got a nice hotel at the Ramada.
Oh, my God.
When June first moved to L.A., she called it Sepulveda. Well, like, it was a crazy
I think everybody
Sepulveda.
But she never does anything to woo him back as herself.
Mm-hmm.
So she just shows up at the dance and is just herself and he's into it. But nothing is...
Yeah, it was a total... I mean, look, nothing changed. She didn't go back to a different outfit. She's already cool. Nobody can take that from her. No. So nothing changed.
She doesn't have like a fall from grace.
Well, that is Teen Witch. You can watch it on Netflix. You can read more about it on slashfilm.com. Blake Harris got deep with the writer, director, and some great stories there. Deanna, talk to us about your podcast. Tell us about it where they can find it.
Well, thank you so much for having me. This was really important for me to have seen this movie. You know, I don't like movies in general.
Yes,
so.
Deanna is anti-movie.
I mean, you know, whatever. But
Deanna has told me she does not like movies.
I don't have the strength for them, but this was important.
Just explain it a little bit more. Like,
I don't have the strength to be disappointed. It's like I can sit and watch as much trash TV as you want to throw my way, but if I'm going to commit to a 2-hour movie, I have too a lot of expectations, and I want too much, probably.
Okay.
And this delivered, so thank
you. Okay, great, great. What was one movie that you felt did not deliver?
Recently.
Well, she has Steve Jobs. Disappointed.
So, but you would say that 90% of the time you are disappointed by a film.
But you're perfectly satisfied with like back-to-back episodes of House Hunters International?
Yeah, I mean Real Housewives, but but yeah.
Or a 2-hour episode of The Bachelor.
Sure.
Okay.
Thrilled.
So it's not about the time management.
No.
Sure. It's about the expectation.
It's about my expectations being really too high, probably.
Okay.
You know, I want a lot.
Is there any way to lower them?
I don't. This is going 5 years probably that I've felt this way. So
this is the first movie you've seen in 5 years.
This isn't
first
movie, but
she doesn't see movies.
I don't step out and see movies unless somebody, you know, the Steve Jobs I watched with my dad. Like it's only if I
have a reason.
This was important. I loved every second of it. I will watch this movie again.
Oh,
wow. As a non-movie watcher, that's probably the highest compliment.
Absolutely.
As a person who doesn't like movies, that is really high praise.
OMFG, we interview people under 25 and try to stay hip and cool by what they teach us.
This is one of my favorite ones because it's fascinating because I even think, I'm up on enough stuff. But then when you talk to people under 25, you realize how far away you are.
Well, and I will
everything.
Say when we're talking about John Hughes films, like they were so meaningful to all of us for so many reasons. But like what do kids have now to watch? Like they don't have those movies.
Nope. True. They have DJ Khaled on Snapchat.
Like how do they even learn how to be?
Yeah. Or like, you know, I mean, Molly Ringwald was just so important to me.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And
just
I
really,
love.
She's important.
Yeah.
Well, now a guy who does Family Guy impressions is probably the new kind of.
Or PewDiePie.
PewDiePie.
And I think something about watching this and seeing the fashions and how people were experiencing life, it's like nothing was ironic. Well, everyone's my, dead ass. True. And yeah. I miss that, and I feel bad for kids because they don't have that today.
Well, my question is, what are we going to look back on right now in this moment and go, ooh, we wore that? I think that we've actually, as a society, kind of conserved ourselves.
I think you're wrong. Okay. Yeah. We just don't know.
Tattoos and everything Kylie Jenner does.
Yeah, I think 10, 15 years from now, people being covered in tattoos will be hilarious.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, yes. I'm like so excited for it.
People are going to be like, look at this. Remember when people just did this to themselves?
There's no way that that's not going to happen because it's a trend and it's crazy.
There's a great comic book, Brian K. Vaughan comic book called Private Eye that takes place in a very near future where our generation are the grandparents. So all the old people have full sleeve tattoos and are like look ridiculous.
I guess I don't notice it as a trend. Like in my mind, it's just like, oh, some people have tats and some people don't.
Because there's people now that have tattoos that when you were younger in a million, only like bikers.
I guess that's true.
People
who were in the army.
Yeah.
Right. Like it was like that
it's
kind of stuff.
It's now just ubiquitous.
Now
everybody
it's like people
tattoos.
Are having like Stewie.
Luis Guzman would have tattoos.
You can look at it in terms of trends even within tattoos. Like a tramp stamp is now an embarrassing tattoo to have. Yeah. Right? Versus like it couldn't have been more like hip and cool to have a tramp stamp at the beginning of that, blah, blah, blah. So now, like how long before all tattoos are...
I mean, this is meaningful to me as someone who's always debated getting a tattoo.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, at my wedding in November, two of my girlfriends from college, we were laughing. They're in formal dresses, and they both have that, like, Pamela Anderson barbed wire tattoo around their arm because that was the tribal stupid thing, and they're horrified by it. But
also think in, like, 5-10 years... there'll be a way to like one time go and just have a tattoo just like removed. Yeah.
June's tattoo that she wants is on her arm and it says got balls, like it's like milk.
Yeah.
But it's like a picture of like two testicles. I think that
will stand like, the test of time.
No, it won't.
Like truck nuts.
What's truck nuts?
Truck nuts is like when they hang off the back of the truck and they look like two
things.
Like
a little scrotum with balls.
Roger that.
Jason, what do you want to tell America?
When does this come out, Paul? Today?
Today.
Tonight, I will be on a television show called Brooklyn 99, I think it's called. Brooklyn 99. I'm on the next four episodes. Check it out. It's very funny.
June, that's Diane.
Great. I don't really have anything to plug, but I will plug Grace and Frankie. That's on the first season's on Netflix, and the second season comes out May 6th.
Wow. That sounds very exciting. And I just said that only to stall for my own thought about it. I didn't have anything to plug. I don't think I have anything to plug, but
it
I will tell.
It seemed like you were genuinely hearing that.
Oh, I'll also say, if you want to watch me make out with Alison Brie, go watch How to Be Single.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course.
In theaters now.
I haven't seen it yet, but I can't wait to. Wow.
You know what? I don't have anything to plug specifically, but I'll tell you this much. Listen to the mini episodes. They're new, they're improved, and we listen to you. That's right. We have a whole section of the mini episodes devoted to things that we might have missed or things we got plain wrong in all of our episodes. So if you think we missed anything in Teen Witch, let us know. Go to the Earwolf forums, and I will read the best ones on the next mini episode. So much for you to check out there. Also, follow us on the good old Twitter at HDTGM and on Facebook for all of our latest announcements, our live shows, and all that good stuff. And a big thank you to Avril Halley, who pulls all of our amazing clips, and we're going to play some clips and load some stuff up there. Also, Nate Kiley does all of our research, and then Cody, who did all of our engineering, and everybody here at Earwolf. Thank you all for listening. Thank you guys so much. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I had a charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader.
New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.